Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
The big news continues, Rob, to be everybody's now intrigued about this Colin Kaepernick workout.
And teams have
committed to go. But Adam Schefter, who is as plugged in as anybody when it comes to the NFL, he's a bit doubtful that it might even happen. Rob G, can you read a few of the tweets or comments that Adam Schefter made about this?
Well, that's right, Chris. During yesterday's show, and we kind of touched on it briefly during the live broadcast, he sent out a series of tweets that led to him kind of sounding like, hey, you know what, this may not happen. Culminating, actually, let me just read the tweets for you. You can have it in front of you here. Number one, after initially agreeing to provide the list of personnel executives and coaches that would attend the Kaepernick workout, the NFL has reversed course and said it will not. A few minutes later, he says, several executives with teams have reached out as a courtesy to Colin Kaepernick's reps, saying they could not attend Saturday's workouts and were confused by the purpose of the NFL scheduling the workout. Quick follow-up. According to a source, league never promised to provide a list of attendees to Colin Kaepernick workout.
See, I believe that. Right,
and
there,
they said multiple clubs are attending. So Kaepernick, his camp, says it was promised a list and they can prove it. An NFL source said the league did not make that promise, and on it goes. Culminating in today on WEEI in Boston, Adam Schefter says, quote, he's feeling skeptical that the workout will actually take place at this point.
So he never reported on his ESPN thing that he didn't think it would happen.
He was asked a question, and he said, I'm a little skeptical.
Okay.
And that's a good point, Rob, and this is for people, listeners who are not reporters, when a writer is really sure of something,
you would report
they write
that.
It.
You would write it. You would say,
you don't just tweet. You may tweet it too,
but you write
a story. You don't just comment on a radio station when you're being interviewed. Or even say it on TV. That's saying, like, I think, for instance, I think Kevin Durant's going to Golden State.
Right.
That's different than
my
Kevin
Durant
is going to sign with the Golden State Warriors, according to sources, and it's written down on paper.
No doubt about it. And the same thing,
internet.
If he really believed like this isn't going to happen, and he had talked to people, said this is falling apart, it'll never happen.
Right.
You would write that.
No
that
doubt.
Would be a big story.
No doubt.
So that's why. And the other part, Chris, and I brought this up yesterday, and you agree with me. Kaepernick has no choice. No matter how it's laid out.
Chris, if he wants to play football,
that's what
again.
I'm talking
yeah,
about.
He has no choice.
If he doesn't go through with this, it's a done deal. Okay, nobody will want to hear about it. I'm telling you.
I think
he has to go, and this is his chance.
I agree with you, Rob. I will give a little sliver, maybe 1-2% to this. Is it possible that because all of these stories have come out and there's all this skepticism and it really looks like the NFL is putting Kaepernick in a position to fail, that he could come out and say, look, I definitely want to play in the NFL again, but I don't feel like I'm being given, you know, a fair opportunity. He doesn't have to say it in these exact words, but you know, I would like to be able to choose my receivers, or, you know, you could just point out some of the things. They're forcing me to do it on this day. I would rather do it when coaches and general managers can be there. Is it possible he could do that and somebody, you know, because people see, people in the NFL, just not regular people who follow the NFL, see how this doesn't look like a great situation for Colin.
No, I don't think so. Not for a guy who hasn't played in 3 years. Nothing's going to be perfect. Can't be the
perfect. This is beyond not perfect.
It can't be the perfect.
Do you not think they could be setting him up to fail?
No, because if I go out there and I throw the football and I look like a quarterback, that's all I can do.
What else is he going to look
but
like?
But that's what you do with a tryout. You still have to want to see
but
people.
They know.
What else does he need?
I don't even want to argue because I do agree with you that he has to go. I'm just presenting an opposite viewpoint. But I do wonder this. What's he going to do at the workout,
Chris,
that is going to shock anybody? We know he's got a cannon for an arm.
We know
he can run. He's athletic.
What are the combines for? The guy played 4 years in college, 3 years
college
in college.
College is different.
We saw everything. We saw his size. I watched the video. I watched the film of him. And they still make these poor kids come out there to take a look. Is he really 6'4" or is it fudge? Is he really this? When I sit down and talk to him, where his head is.
That may be
kid
more
is what
important.
No, I
the
agree.
The interview may be more important.
And then, where's
I
his
mean,
head
if he
now?
Goes out there and looks horrible, that's another thing.
If he goes out
but
there
assuming,
and he's got a pot belly and he hasn't been working out, and I look and go, well,
well
the
that's
video,
not even.
No,
we know
I'm,
that's
I'm
not
just
even
saying, Chris, that's what you want to see what the guy is and where his head
the
is.
The interview
that's all.
Might be the most
that's
important
all.
Thing. But look, you've got 11 teams, I'm sorry, that have committed to attending. The Arizona Cardinals.
That's a third of the league.
The Atlanta Falcons, the Cleveland Browns, Denver Broncos, Detroit Lions, Miami Dolphins, New England Patriots, New York Giants, New York Jets, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and the Washington Redskins. And here's something I like. Hugh Jackson, the former head coach, is leading the workout.
So this is not
and he's joined by former NFL head coach Joe Philbin.
These are
so
not
like
these are not like some rec football coaches that they called, and these are guys who were head coaches in the NFL. They're not going to put together something that's not going to be of the standard of the league. So I like that. I'm with you.
I like that. What I don't like is this, Rob, the stipulations they put on Kaepernick. Calling him and giving him 2 hours to accept or reject it. Saying it has to be on this day. And it happens to be a day where most coaches and general managers can't attend. That's what I don't like.
That's why you have scouts.
It doesn't seem like it's in good faith.
I disagree. I just don't think.
Why would you force it on?
Because is no time, Chris.
What do you mean? No, a Tuesday. How about that? When coaches and GMs could attend. How about that?
Yeah, but
what's so hard about holding it on a Tuesday?
You just said that what is they going to show them that a GM and a what's called is going to fly there
and
for a backup
said,
quarterback?
And you just
for
said back, there's reasons to look at it.
For a backup quarterback. But my point is, a scout can do that and write a report.
A scout doesn't hold that much weight.
No, but they all they want to do is take a look. We talked to him. I like what he had to say. Here's my report. And then there from the general manager, if I'm interested, we invite him to come to whatever city it is and meet with the general manager, meet with the coach on a Tuesday.
You can't sit
you can
here.
Do that, Chris.
Yes, you can.
That's what I don't understand.
Rob, you can't sit here and act like they are not putting him in a bad position. Are you going to sit here and say that?
Yes, I disagree
really?
With you. Yes.
They call you on the phone. Hey, you got to be here this day.
Yes.
How about on a Tuesday when coaches and scout GMs can be there?
They're putting him in a bad position.
How about another Saturday
they're
when
putting
I
him
can,
in a bad position
get more
where he's
ready
been
for.
Blackballed from the league for 3 years and that league hadn't had
he's been in a bad position.
Didn't have a conversation with him for over a year and never talked to him. So now that they reach out and try to set something up, it's the worst thing in the world.
Show him some respect.
It ain't perfect.
Show him some respect.
That's all I'm saying.
There's a wide gap between perfect and bad.
I just think everybody's nitpicking.
Can it be somewhere in the middle? Nitpicking?
Yes. Go out there and throw
the
football.
If you said to me, I want to be on the radio. I'm just not getting any opportunity. And then one day you're just driving along, haven't talked to me in months. I call you, Rob, you still want to be on the radio? Yeah. All right, 10 minutes. You coming on with me?
Yes.
Is that putting you in a good position?
But
no,
you know what? I would be there if I was really serious about being on the radio. And if you called me and said, hey, my partner got sick, I need you to come in the next 30 minutes for tonight's show. If I'm really serious about radio, I would be there. If I tell you, Chris, man, that's cool, but nah, I'm not available. I'm going out to dinner. Can I come in next Saturday? No.
He has to do it. I get that, but I'm just saying they're putting him in a bad spot. It doesn't have to be
they've already
this
put
Saturday.
Him in a bad
no,
spot.
No, I agree.
That spot's worse. What they did to him was worse
I
than
just
asking
if
the guy
this
to come
legit.
Out. That's all I'm saying.
That's all I'm saying.
All right.
I mean, give him a better chance. That's just what I don't like about it.
Okay.
You could have called him a week. The reports have been that the NFL told certain reporters, we got news breaking next Tuesday. You couldn't have called Kaepernick's reps and said, look, we're working on something. We may be able to set up a workout for you next Saturday. Could you do it? Just show the man some respect.
They didn't have to even call. All I'm telling you, after 3 years.
No, they didn't call.
I'm saying they didn't have to call this
they're
time.
They're making him take
Nobody's
crumbs.
Nobody's been talking about Colin Kaepernick.
Crumbs.
The NFL didn't have to open this up and bring this topic back to we're leading the show. We're not talking about NFL football. We're talking about Colin Kaepernick. The NFL wouldn't just do this. There's no reason to. This is what I don't understand. What do they gain? All they get is bashed for doing it because they're not doing it the right way, Chris.
They're not doing it the
right
way.
All right, but I'm just saying. So what
and
do they get out of it?
And you're saying that's the only option? It's either that or bust?
This is what he has presented to him.
Right.
If he's serious about football, if he's serious about playing, and if you don't like it, don't go. Don't go.
They should have shown the man
don't
more
go.
Respect.
That's
what
all I'm saying.
They should have showed the man more respect. It's like they're trying to make him buckle.
If that was the case,
if you want to play, you got to obey.
That's the way that they do it. I'm with you.
That ain't show the man some respect.
I'm with you.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
The evidence just keeps coming. The evidence as to why Tom Brady is indeed the
GOAT.
Oh,
here we go. I just threw up in my mouth.
It's unbelievable.
Stop it, Chris.
Every Sunday, every time I turn around, there's more and more evidence mounting as to why Tom Brady is the GOAT. And you may even one day bow.
I'm not.
You may even one day say he's the GOAT.
That ain't happening. And what? When they lost, that's why he became the GOAT?
Won six Super Bowls.
No,
how
I'm
about
talking
that?
About, I'm talking about when they
and
lost.
And he's been
last...
the nine. How about that?
Yeah, is it him or is other players involved?
It's a team game,
okay,
but he's
saying.
The leader as the quarterback.
I'm just saying.
All right, so anyway, Tom Brady, according to his training guru, TB12, maestro,
you mean the guy
Alex
who was
Guerrera,
banned from the team flight and facility
just,
last?
Just listen to what okay. Alex Guerrera has all to right. say. Here he is.
Well, you know, it all comes down to commitment. No one thought you could play at the elite level in your late 30s or early 40s. That's something we've always felt that we could do. I certainly do believe that 45 is a very realistic goal. So, you know, we talk about it all the time. Like, every year, he just adds another year. He goes in, he's like, guys, just feel so good still. Like, I think I'm going to go to 45. I'm like, okay. Then it's like, now he's like, Alex, I think I can go like 46 or 47.
47! Rob Parker, you can try to deny six Super Bowl wins. You can try to deny... nine Super Bowl appearances. You can try to deny the magic that was Brady Moss that regular season. But you cannot deny a guy playing quarterback in the NFL, any position for that matter other than kicker, until he's 47 years old.
Ask me if I think Tom Brady's going to play to 47 years old.
Do you think Tom Brady's going to play until he's 47 years old?
No way, no how.
Sound the alarm. You heard Alex Guerrero.
I don't care.
You didn't think he played till he was 42.
And you know, I got a problem with Alex. Did you hear what he said? We, as if he's doing something.
He is.
He ain't.
Who do you think makes the avocado shakes?
He's a trainer.
Who
stop
you think
it.
Cooks
don't
the-
say, he could have said Tom Brady. We think we could play to 45. You ain't playing, Alex.
He's a big part of the
you
brand.
You ain't playing.
He's a big part of the brand. You know he is.
And Chris, enough with the Tom Brady. Stop talking about, can you concentrate about this season? Get off of, I don't want to hear one more quote about you playing to 45, 46, and 47. You fame hog. Stop it, Tom Brady.
He's anything
stop
but.
It.
Hold on. I hear you on that. I hear you on
it
the
it keeps coming
just
up,
play.
Right?
Just play.
Play.
And if
and
you
if
make
you're
it
good
to
enough,
47, fine,
if
right?
you're good enough, Chris, you're going to play. They'll sign you.
I'll get you on that. But fame hog, come on. If there's anybody who's on that level who's not a fame hog, it's Tom Brady. Can you at least give him that?
I'm tired of hearing about this story.
Can you at least give him that? He's not a fame hog.
He always tries to play the role, gee whiz,
well,
aw shucks.
He is. He's the wowsy, wowsy, woo, woo guy.
He is. Wowsy, wowsy,
he's gee whiz. He's innocent.
He
not
is.
Innocent. He's not
but
innocent.
You know that, Dad.
But no, that's he's Andy Griffith. Right? He's Opie.
Opie. Nice
he's
and clean.
He's Potsy from Fat. I'm getting way too old. They,
right.
Our listeners don't
They don't even have any
stuff.
Idea who that is. Okay.
But anyway, 47. And here's the thing. Look, I got to be honest, all kidding aside, that does not seem realistic.
What did we just say before we got started? We were talking about Adam Vinatieri at 46, the great, yes. One of the greatest.
And all
the
he's
greatest
doing
kicker,
is kicking.
Right? And he can't do it, Chris. He can't do it anymore.
I would be absolutely stunned if he could play to 47. I think 45 would be a tremendous achievement, assuming he's playing. I mean, does he want to sit on the bench at 45, 46, and 47?
And the other thing, too, that no one's talking about is, Chris, you're out there. All it takes is one bad hit. You get blindsided and you get smashed.
Now, he's been incredibly durable.
He has. He's been injured, but not
I'll say this. If indeed he is to play to at least 47, and heck, 45, and if he's with New England, they're going to have to change the way they do things. Because what their MO with Tom Brady has been, our system and our quarterback is so good,
Chris,
that we can put average skill position players around him, and he can make magic with them.
But your idea,
if he's going to play until he's 45,
it won't be in New,
longer,
it won't be in New
they
England.
They better bring in some studs.
It won't be in New England if that's the case. He will be on another team.
No, why?
There's no way they're going to play a 47-year-old quarter.
What if he's still productive,
he's
Rob?
Not, Chris.
What if they're still winning? I mean, can you say for a fact
I'll say here, right here and right now.
5 years ago, you would have said that he couldn't win and play at 41.
But not at 47.
Heck, you did say it. You said it last year.
I'll tell you this.
Do we have that on tape? You said it last year.
No, we don't have that.
You said you were moving to Mexico.
We lost the
because
tape.
Tom Brady had no chance.
That tape
no
got
way,
lost.
No how of getting to the Super Bowl. So I'm just saying, you cannot tell me.
I could tell you that trying to play that position at 46, 47, I'm not buying it, Chris. It's a big difference between 41, 42, and even 43. But you're talking about 45, 46, 47. I will do the funky chicken in my underwear if Tom Brady is quarterback for the New England Patriots at age 47.
All right, stop.
Did you hear what
stop.
I just said?
He said, get this on tape.
You got this.
Rob Parker will do the funky chicken
in my underwear.
In his underwear, where?
Right.
Not in your bedroom.
Right
with
here.
Nobody else there.
Right here on this desk.
On this desk. On we're gonna put it on YouTube, Periscope, all
everything.
That.
Twitter, Facebook, everything.
Man.
I'm a little moist
right
now.
I don't
want
to see you do it in your underwear though. Can you wear boxer shorts at least?
Yes. I don't
all
wear
right.
briefs.
All right. Just
wow.
I don't want to see, you know.
I got it. But you got my point. If he's 47 and playing for the New England Patriots, then the Guinness Book of World Records.
You didn't say I might.
No, I'm telling you.
Because you had an out with Mexico. You said I think.
No, right.
You got no out.
No out here.
If he's playing quarterback at 47.
Starting quarterback
for
any
team in the league.
No, I didn't say that.
Patriots?
Patriots.
Okay.
I'm saying that he could go elsewhere. In his 40s, but
you
it ain't gonna be
the
best.
You think he could go elsewhere and play at 47?
Yeah, there's teams that are desperate. Everybody, they're even mentioning his name to sell tickets for the Chargers. That Tom Brady's a California guy. No, but they also mentioned Tom Brady's name.
I heard that. Too.
Is that maybe that they might bring Tom Brady in? So a lot of quarterbacks have finished their careers elsewhere.
This is my
and played 2 or 3 years.
I tend to agree. Again, it's hard for me to imagine him playing at 47. Okay, but. Your contention that it won't be with the Patriots.
Yep.
I got to push back a little. Okay, does Belichick maybe want to move on? Probably. But what about Robert Kraft? You know, I don't think he wants to move on.
Is he going to be the owner
Brady,
in 6 years?
What if
is he going to be the owner in 6 years?
Well, you think he'll be somewhere else?
He might be in jail.
No.
Well, I'm just saying.
Nobody else is interested in that tape other than you.
All I right? want to see the tape. I want to see what he did.
Anyway.
Yes, Big Daddy.
If they keep winning, Rob.
They're not Chris.
And look, they don't look like a Super Bowl team to me. But they didn't look like a Super Bowl team last year. That's why you were so bold. In your silly prediction.
I really thought the Chargers were going to go to Foxborough and beat them.
They didn't look good. You had reason to think that.
I really did.
And so my point is, what if they win the Super Bowl this year and next year go to the AFC title game and lose. And the year after that, in the go again, go to the title
okay,
game.
And let me say this.
If they're still winning at a high level, and look, is he great right now? No.
What if they?
But he's still a pretty good quarterback.
Okay, let
his
me ask
quarterback,
you.
Let me just say this because this will be good for you. His quarterback rating is higher than your MVPs. His completion percentage is the same as your MVPs. He's throwing for more yards per game than your MVPs.
But again,
you know who your MVP is.
Who's that?
Aaron Rodgers.
But again,
all those are higher.
It's man, you want to drop to your knees.
It's the competition that Brady has inflated numbers.
Don't insult NFL players,
Rob. He has inflated numbers. When they played a good team, they got steamrolled.
Why do you sit here day after day and insult legitimate NFL talent?
Those guys were bad, Chris.
No,
you know it.
They're on an NFL roster. They're one of the 53. They're one of the mighty 12 or 1,300 who could make it to the NFL. I will not disrespect them. I don't care if they're in Miami, Buffalo, the New York Jets. They are NFL players. And on any given Sunday, Rob Parker, you can be beaten by one of them. That deserves a...
No, stop
something.
It. Don't do that.
Give me
don't
something.
Do that. Don't.
USC Chris, you replacing Alex. Alex would have gave me love.
USC Chris, he just gave you a mic drop.
He's your boy. That's your boy.
You know that's what you're going to do with me? I gave you a good grade
USC
class.
USC Chris is your...
You threatened to change my grades.
What? Oh, man.
But you see, you know I'm right,
no,
Rob.
I don't. I disagree.
They're going to get rid of Tom Brady if they're still winning?
All I'm saying, what if they get – let me paint my scenario.
All right.
They lose their first playoff game. Tom Brady doesn't play
this
well.
This year?
Yeah, this year.
So that's still the second round.
Okay, but they had a bye in the first round.
Okay.
They lose their playoff game. They don't go to the AFC Championship game. And Tom Brady doesn't play that well. You will look at it totally different. He could avoid the last 2 years of his contract. There's no guaranteed money there, right? Then Tom Brady could move on, and the Patriots could say, okay, last year in the Super Bowl, Chris, he didn't throw a touchdown. He had a pick and an interception. And now we lose the first playoff game, and Brady doesn't look that great. It would be a reason for them to be ready to cut bait.
That's fair.
That's all.
That's
when you,
fair.
When you take
that
a look
happens,
at that.
You at least think about it.
You would.
But what if they don't have – what? Are they just going to do it to do it?
No,
who's the good option out there?
No, I'm just giving it.
I got to be honest.
They're going to the Kaepernick thing, maybe.
I was
going
to say, honestly.
They are going.
Honestly, if I'm the New England Patriots and Tom Brady clearly falls off, I'm looking at Colin Kaepernick. You don't think Belichick could do wonders with Kaepernick?
This is what I'm saying. You want your legacy and your legend to even grow more?
Because his
Imagine
real talk, his legacy without Tom Brady is not all that. 7 years without Brady, 5 of them losing seasons. Only one time did he make the playoffs without Tom Brady as his quarterback.
I still say it. So Bill Belichick could just rewrite his. If Bill Belichick wins another championship, and if he did it with somebody other than Tom Brady, that's what Bill Belichick wanted. I believe that. It's a legacy thing.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Carmelo Anthony is finally back in the NBA. And I'm happy for Melo. It's a non-guaranteed deal. So, you know, I wish he would have got a little better situation than that. But, hey, Dwight Howard had the same situation for the Lakers, and most people think he's going to be a Hall of Famer. So, you know, it is what it is, but he gets his chance.
Which is fine, and you know what, Chris? It had to be humbling that
yes.
You take a non... he's going to be a Hall of Famer. That he's taking a non-guaranteed contract just to get back for a team that's off to a bad start,
off to
right?
a bad start. Got to the Western Conference finals last year.
Right.
And now they're starting off 4-8. It's early, but this is... It's an interesting move from them. Do you think it? What do you think it's going to do, Rob? Is it pay any dividends? Is it going to help them, make them better? What?
I'm just not so sure. I'm not sure that's the right spot, that it's going to work out the right way. And will this become embarrassing if Carmelo plays, Chris, 10, 12 games and then they release him? Remember, without having guaranteed money, they could just do whatever
what
they want, right?
That's what happened in Houston. Oklahoma City obviously, you know, got rid of him.
But in this case, he could wind up, it's way easier to let him go here. There's no money involved.
Oh, yeah. No, you're absolutely right. Well, that's why I thought, look, it's a no-risk move.
No, not at all. Let's see if he has anything.
If he doesn't, we just cut him when you don't have to pay him anything. If he does, hey, it worked out. But I don't know, Rob. I've always said Carmelo Anthony is a first ballot Hall of Famer. Some people want to act like that's in question. I don't see how in the world it's in question.
I just don't
great
know what
college
to write.
Career, even though it was 1 year. Great Team USA career, even though, we wax everybody.
But you have to remember, it's the Basketball Hall of Fame.
Right. And then he had a
Under those circumstances,
He had a great NBA career, too.
No, but I'm saying, I think people don't think about the college and the Olympics when they think about... They think of a guy who's never won a championship and couldn't get to the conference finals except the one time when... Chauncey Billups joined the team, right? And people look at
and they
the
were
most
good.
And how bad they were with
the Lakers all that they wanted in that series.
No, I got it.
They gave them all they wanted. They lost in six games. I thought they had a good chance to win that series. But anyway, Rob, I'm skeptical as to whether or not he can help them. I just think the game has passed Melo by. It's changed a lot.
I don't disagree with you.
Even when you look on, you know, he was posting a lot of stuff on Instagram. He's playing rec ball or wherever he's playing. I'm sure it was with some other pros and stuff. But even then, it was like you could see the difference. He'd get the ball and everything would stop. You know, and he'd take his time and, you know, mid-range jumpers and all that. And that's good, you know, that he could score still. But I don't think that's what teams are looking for today for the most part. They're certainly not looking for a ball stopper. And they already have two guards who do all the scoring, C.J. McCollum and Damian Lillard. Melo, I'm sure, will come off the bench. Maybe they're thinking we'll give that second unit to him and he can score. But defensively, he's going to struggle. So I just think... I would be shocked, Rob, if this ended well. Like maybe it'd be nice if he could stay there all season, but I don't think he's going to, you know, make any difference in their fortunes. Like, I think they're going to improve with or without Melo, and I still think they got a great chance to make the playoffs. Yeah,
they're just off to a bad start. But I'm with you. I think it winds up being bad. It tells you where he is. He wants to get back in. He doesn't want to go out like that. And he's willing to take any situation. And then once he gets there, we got to see, A, how he plays. And then what if, like you say, the game has kind of passed him by, Chris. So is he going to look out of place? Is he going to look, you know, like people are going to be like, oh, Melo doesn't have it anymore. Melo's no good. You know, like that's what could wind up happening to him. And it would be unfortunate because you don't want people to look at you. People remember the last way they see you.
Right.
They do.
There are a lot of people that didn't get to see Melo, you know, do his thing in his prime. And this is what they're going to remember. So, you know, I just say to Melo, look, it was a 16-year career that was great. You think about it this way, Rob. He probably had a better opportunity in Houston. That didn't work out. He had a better opportunity in Oklahoma City. That didn't work out. So I don't see how in the world this is going to work out. Even when he's scoring, he's given up so much defensively that and he doesn't score efficiently. He's never been like a high percentage shooter. So we'll see. I'm going to watch it. It's intriguing, but I'd be surprised if it's a happy ending. Okay, speaking of happy endings, Mike Trout. Third MVP award, Rob Parker.
He had a great season, but Chris, this didn't feel good to me.
He
missed too many games.
28 he missed?
No.
He played 134?
Yeah, he played 134.
Okay.
And that's 162, right?
Yeah, so he missed 28 games.
That's a lot of games.
I thought Alex Bregman was going to get it. And Bregman, how many games did he... He played...
Bregman played 156 out of 162.
156. And that, now, granted, Trout's numbers were better, although Bregman's WAR was higher.
And a lot of people, you know, the Sabre metrics and all the analytics, they love the WAR.
Right.
So why is that the case? And it's not that Mike Trout didn't have a great year. And here's the other part, Chris. The Angels were bad from almost Jump Street this year, right?
Yes.
They didn't play in any big games. They finished 35 games out of the behind in the division. They were just playing in meaningless games, whereas Bregman was playing in games. The Astros were trying to get the best record so that they could have home field. The Yankees won, what, 103? They won 106. And what was the other team? They were like
the Dodgers. I mean, if you for the whole
right, but you know they were all trying to get there, and I think that Bregman played in a lot more meaningful games as well and was able to put up numbers. And let's just take this out: the cheating scandal. The votes were already done
right,
before the end of the season, so that didn't stop Bregman with not getting votes.
I hear you, Rob, and I do think there's some truth and relevancy to what you're saying about meaningful games. I do think this, though. In baseball, I don't hold a guy's team record against them. In basketball, where one player can have a greater impact, you're not winning the MVP if your team is not in the playoffs.
Right.
And really, other than Westbrook doing it with the triple-double season, you're not winning it unless you win 50 or more games. That's been the case since 1982, other than Westbrook, as I said, with the triple-double. But in baseball, it's same in football, right? You got to win some games in football. You're not going to win the MVP award with your team winning six games. But in baseball, there's so many other factors. You're pitching.
But here's the other thing,
that I don't hold that against him. So for those that would say, oh, his team was horrible, he shouldn't win it, I don't agree with that.
But see, the numbers to me aren't that far apart that where Mike Trout should get it, because Bregman had 112 RBIs. Trout had 104. Bregman had 40
games.
No, I know I got that, but I'm just saying numbers wise, 41 home runs. He had 45. I get all that. And Bregman walked 119, which led the league. And
but Trout led the league in on base percentage, slugging, and OPS.
I get it. I get it. It just seems to me, don't you think Yelich was hurt by his injury, Chris?
Yes, I do.
It cost him the MVP in the National League.
And I think I thought Bellinger,
that's how Cody,
who I think Yelich would have won it had he stayed healthy.
Had he not missed the last 2 weeks.
Helped Bellinger, and I thought Bregman was basically in the same position as Bellinger. So I thought he was going to – I think he deserved it. I think Alex Bregman deserved the MVP.
It's now, just weird Trout the way it worked out. They love Trout.
Obviously,
you know that.
An all-time great. Yeah.
And I get it. He fills the stat sheet. He has everything going. That's three MVPs, Chris. He won Rookie of the Year, 8 All-Stars, 7 Silver Sluggers. I mean, All-Star MVP twice. I mean, what hasn't he done? He's a great player.
Let me ask you this. I mean, there are those that say he might be the greatest player we've ever seen.
Still early, but yes, he's on that track.
Okay.
He's on that track.
Let me ask you this, and I just gave my spiel, which I do stand by. In baseball, you know, winning isn't the same. Barry Bonds never won a ring, and I don't hold that again. I mean, he's the best player I've ever seen, okay? But let me throw this at you, Rob Parker, Hall of Fame voter for baseball. Let's say Mike Trout's whole career goes like this, where he's dynamite individually, but his team never even gets close.
No,
to
it's
the
not going
to
hurt him.
Maybe
it's
makes
not.
It. Does it bother you a little though? And I get it.
I
just said baseball's different, but
I mean,
think of all the people, most of them that we think of, Babe Ruth. Barry Bonds didn't win a championship.
Hank Aaron won a championship.
There. Hank Aaron, right. Willie Mays.
They all did.
You know,
most of the greats, right?
Yeah, most of the greats we think of, all the Yankees, of course. But would it put a little taint on him?
Yes, if he never played like in any big games or like he's been in the playoffs one time, and I think they got swept in the one series that he played in, it wouldn't totally take away from his greatness. But it would be like we never saw him on the big stage perform, or you know what I mean, like
yeah, because I can't think of, and I'm sure there's some.
I'll give you
Rod Carew. They never got close, did he?
He never did. Like, they were a couple times when he was with the Angels.
Yeah,
late in his career. But here's a perfect
Tony
example.
Tony Gwynn.
Yeah, they went to the World Series a couple times, but they didn't win. But I think the one that you're right about it would be like Reggie Jackson.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He was a great player, but we saw him. He was Mr. October.
That's what exactly.
Am I right? Don't you remember Reggie hitting big home runs in playoffs and World Series games?
Yep.
More so than whatever he did during the regular year.
No doubt.
And he was a great player.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
We're going to bring in a good friend of ours, does a great job covering the NFL for the NFL Network, and he is the guy who actually broke the story about Colin Kaepernick kneeling in protest over police brutality.
No
it's
doubt
our
about
friend
it.
Steve Weiss. What's happening, brother?
Steve, what's up?
Gentlemen, thank you for having me on. And just, you know what, the first Kaepernick symbolic gesture to protest police brutality and injustice in America, he was not kneeling, he was sitting.
Right. And
that's right.
The military guy, I can't remember.
Yeah, he talked to the military guy.
He's the one who told him to
kneel. Yeah, Nate Boyer.
That would be more respectful to the veterans.
Absolutely.
Steve, I my feeling is this, and maybe you have some insight on this. I don't feel like, and I'm not saying this as a negative, but I don't think Kaepernick was trying to start any type of movement. I don't think he was trying to, you know, bring attention to the situation. I feel like it was just a personal conviction on his part that he didn't feel like he could stand for the national anthem with what was going on with these shootings of unarmed African Americans. Is that your take, or do you think he really did want to, you know, start a big movement of protest?
I don't know if he wanted to start a movement, but he definitely wanted to bring attention to it. It was personal to him, which is why if you listen and if those people who have, you know, certain, you know, prejudices or whatever would listen, he said, look, I'm not going to ask any other NFL player, none of my teammates, they don't have to do this if they don't want to. This is me. You know, it was the summer, remember, Philando Castile, Eric Garner. Yeah. You had all these shootings going on. This was during the summer of the presidential primary.
It was crazy that year.
It was crazy. It was the hot summer, like, and do the right thing, right? So I'm with you, Chris. I think he wanted to bring attention to it, maybe not to the specter that it did. But when I spoke to him after I interviewed him, you know, as to why he did it, I let him know, based on our NBA knowledge of what happened to Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf, like, hey, man, you know, you do something where people will perceive you treading on this flag, regardless of your intent, it is going to be a tempest. You know, it's really going to be a big deal, and we see that we're still talking about it.
Did he understand that he was putting his career in jeopardy?
He did.
Okay.
He did.
He did. Hey, Steve.
He did.
Steve, about the workout, and Chris and I have talked about this. It might not be perfectly set up or whatever. I love that Philbin and Hugh Jackson are part of this. To me, this is all I get from it. It doesn't guarantee you anything. But by the NFL being involved and setting this thing up, I think if you were an owner who thought he was toxic and the league wanted nothing to do with him, this at least kind of opens the door that if I want to make a decision as an owner, the NFL has somewhat, would you say, Chris, removed the scarlet letter.
The so-called scarlet letter.
From him, because this is a league-sponsored or league kind of event. With Colin Kaepernick, is that off base?
I don't know about that. And I say this because these owners have had 3 years to find out about Colin Kaepernick. They could have brought him in and spoken to him personally. And to sit here and basically say, well, we're waiting for the umbrella body that oversees the owner's business and the league and football operations, since they're putting their shield on it, then now it's okay. It takes away a blemish. I don't necessarily agree with that. When I know you guys well, not one of us makes a judgment about a person as a whole without meeting him or her face to face.
No, I get that. And then, Steve, let me add this part. The NFL didn't have to do this. They've already paid him the settlement.
No.
It's been 3 years. Nobody is talking about Colin Kaepernick. Here we are. We led our national radio show with this, not talking about the NFL, not talking about the football. Do you see? They've reopened this when they didn't have to do it. That's why I feel that way.
Yeah, and that was a question. Look, I've been reporting on this, and, you know, so yesterday I spoke to someone from the NFL. I was like, why did you do this? I mean, what is going to make the skeptics and the cynics, one of which I am, what's going to make me think this isn't a PR stunt?
Right.
And their answer was, why would we all of a sudden, after this great week 10 that was, you know, punctuated by that great Monday night game with Seattle and San Francisco, Why would we follow that up with this and we didn't have to? Why would we lead into a great weekend where we've got Lamar Jackson facing Deshaun Watson with this?
Totally.
You know, this, and so I said, well, why are you? And they said, part of it is because they've had teams come to them, and I'm assuming the teams came to them because of the settlement, saying, hey, look, is there anything prohibiting us from working out Colin Kaepernick in this settlement? And they were told, no, this has nothing to do with the settlement. Then those teams were like, well, yeah, we want to do it, but, boy, you know, we might catch some blowback. And apparently there were multiple teams that said that. So they said, you know what? The league will say, okay, you know what? We'll give you the cover. We'll have this workout. You send your people.
This makes sense.
We're going to videotape this. Yeah, it does make sense. I mean, look, I understand the cynicism. I understand the cynicism. Some of it I feel. But at the same time, it's an opportunity that has not been there before.
How big of a deal is it that instead of coaches and GMs being there, it'll likely be scouts from all these teams?
To me, it's not that big of a deal because when you go to pro days, look, you know, a lot of times these pro days for like these major college prospects, there'll be five of these pro days, let's say Oklahoma, Florida State, you know, Texas, USC, on the same day. Okay, these coaches and GMs can only be at one each, right? So they have their scouts there. So what will probably be, the people who will probably be at the workout will probably be their pro scouts, right? Those are the people just below the GMs and the head of overall scouting departments. They're pro department scouts because they can do that on a Saturday. They're college scouts right now. They're out looking at Joe Burrow and Tua and all these guys. But the pro scouts can be there, so they've got a lot of sway. And keep in mind, this is going to be filmed, and they're going to do a filmed interview of which Kaepernick and his people have been allowed to submit the questions that will be asked to let them get the narrative, to let them dictate the narrative. So that will be there, too.
So that's you mean Kaepernick, the questions that will be asked by the teams, Kaepernick and them put together?
So the questions that will be asked, they're going to do a video interview, from what I have been told, right? They're going to do a video interview that's going to go out to all 32 teams. So I'm guessing there's going to be, let's say, 20 questions asked. Some of them have been submitted by the league, but Kaepernick and his people have also been given the opportunity to say, if you have any questions about this, here's my answer. If you have any doubts about this, here's my answer.
I got it.
So he has an opportunity as well on this taped interview to kind of determine what needs to be said. Now, if teams want to have a private interview with him and ask him questions, even if it's over the phone, they've got every right to do that. They've had the opportunity to do that. But as part of this filmed interview, he does have the option. I'm not saying he's going to do it or not, but he does have the option of dictating part of the narrative in terms of the questioning and what he wants to say.
Steve Weiss, NFL Network, is joining the Odd Couple.
Steve, my gut, and Chris and I have talked about this, I believe he will get back into the NFL. I really do. And I there's just something to me that this, and you even brought it up with teams like inquiring about him and whatnot, and even the idea of that, and 11 teams have committed to going or at least sending some scouts. What's your gut on this? Is there a chance he could get back into the league?
Yeah, I think there's going to be more teams than that. And I think there is an opportunity that he can. And one thing that really needs to be made clear, and this is me speaking to people from teams, not the league, most of these teams are doing their due diligence to bring him in the offseason, not to sign him right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, a lot of people, I think, are taking it like Cap's going to work out, and in 2 weeks
The season's almost over, right?
The season's almost over. If you're a bad team, you want to see your young players. If you're a good team, you don't want to put Colin in your locker room because you're going to bring attention. Plus, he's a very popular guy among players, so that's going to cause some type of disruption. So people need to understand it's probably for next year.
How?
And so I think, but here's the thing. I think some teams are seeing what's going on with Russell Wilson, Deshaun Watson, Lamar Jackson, how NFL coaches now have adapted a style that's much more friendly to Colin Kaepernick's strengths than they were even 3 or 4 years ago. And I think maybe that's why there has been some antennas going up about Kaepernick's availability.
I imagine one of the questions is going to be, will you stand for the national anthem or will you kneel? How much do you think his answer is going to play a role in whether or not he can get with a team?
It could. I mean, it depends on the owner. You see the stuff going on in Dallas where they say, Michael Bennett, if you want to be on our team, you have to be out there on the field for the national anthem. That is a, if you're playing for Jerry, that's part of it. Your certain teams, they're not having it. Part of this also is a trial balloon, guys, to see, you know, I don't know if marketing or whatever, whoever's picking up the phone is whomever's, you know, Kansas City, whomever's saying, hey, I hope you guys aren't going because I'll end my season ticket. So don't think all that stuff's not happening. And look, a couple years ago when Seattle brought him up for a workout and it became public that he was coming up there, they judged some of the blowback as to whether they were going to bring him in or not. That wasn't nearly the enticing factors for them not signing him. But they heard it, whether positive or negative. So I don't know if that question will be asked then.
Or on an individual basis once they decide if they were interested, really.
Yeah, because right. Remember Eric Reed paid a visit to the Cincinnati Bengals a couple of years ago. And they asked him that. And he leaked it. Like, yeah, they asked me.
Yep.
That was part of my interview with them. So, I mean, I guess it's going to be there. It's going to be the Colin Kaepernick, everybody who would be covering that game, every camera at that game will be seeing if he gets back in the NFL, seeing if he stands, kneels, or does whatever during the national anthem.
How about if he does half and half?
last question, Steve. We got about 30 seconds. Do you think Jay-Z played any role in putting this together?
Tough question. I mean, that is solely an assumption. I know our Ian Rappaport said he apparently had some discussions with the league about it, but I don't know how much influence, you know, the Roc Nation partnership with the NFL had on this. Because remember, Jay-Z took a lot of blowback, even from Kaepernick, because they said he kind of turned his back on Cap by forming this partnership. So I honestly don't even want to, you know, take a guess at that because I simply don't know.
Steve Weiss, NFL Network. Great stuff, man.
Great insight. Great insight. We really do. Thank you, Steve.
My brothers. All right.
You know it.
Peace.